Come and help me to complain, ere my heart doth break with pain. My love unkind doth me disdain, which doth increase my passion. His person it is so complete, all females do delight to seat, and stand amazed when him they meet, the flower of all the nation. He is so rare in every part, so full of virtue and desert, that he did quickly win my heart, and made such alteration, that all my comforts soon were gone, and him alone I doted on. Yea, night and day I think upon the flower of all the nation. Thus languishing in bed all night, and thinking on my heart's delight, as if he had been in my sight, such was love's operation. I wrung my hands and tore my hair, and almost fell into despair, because my dearest was not there, the flower of all the nation. I often stretched forth my arms, and with a kind of seeming charms, I strove to keep him from all harms, by Cupid's strong persuasion. Then in a moment I did cry, O come, my love, or else I die. Wanting thy precious company, I love best in the nation. For while she made this grievous moan for her beloved dearest one, he was hard by to her unknown, and near her kept his station. At last he blushing to her came, which set the damsel on a flame, 'cause she against him did exclaim she loved best in the nation. Don't complain, my dearest dear, for I thy heart's delight am here, and come to banish all thy fear, then do no more torment thee. For I will work both night and day, to keep my true love fine and gay. Then all the world will surely say, I strive for to content thee. Nothing shall be too dear for thee, if it for gold may purchased be. For since thou hast made choice of me, thou needst not to repent thee. Thy beauty I most highly praise, I will be kind to thee always. And thou shalt see brave golden days, let this my love content thee. And wheresoever I do go, the world shall all thy virtues know, and I'll set forth thy praises so, that nothing shall torment thee. I'll write encomiums on thy name, and spread them on the wings of fame, then do no more thy true love blame, that strives for to content thee. I'll truly keep my nuptial vows, as law and reason both allows, and be so careful of my spouse, that nothing shall torment thee. I'll feast mine eyes with thy dear sight, and in thy company delight. Yea, never leave thee day nor night, my dear, let this content thee. Unto the church straightway we'll go, and to the world we'll plainly show the faithful love to thee I owe, then do not thou torment thee. According to thy just desert, I'll change with thee my love-sick heart, till cruel death our love shall part, my dear, let this content thee.